This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from the Journey to Zion teaching series as he answers a question from the studio audience.
You had talked about one of the commands of not creating fire on the Sabbath, but yet one of the first things that we do is to light candles. If you could explain if there's a difference there.
Good question. The Sabbath ends with the lighting of a candle, and it begins with the lighting of a candle. So that's a very good point. The answer is that the candle is lit in the beginning at sundown, before sundown, so that marks the beginning of the Sabbath, so that when you're lighting the candle, it's not Sabbath yet. You're bringing the Sabbath in.
So it's those Sabbath candles that are used to study the Bible, to see during that night?
Oh, no, that's a good question too, because people don't fully understand that. The prohibition is to turn the light on, to create, not to have the light on the whole time, or the stove on the whole time. There's no prohibition of having light. But the way it's understood is you shall not create the fire on the Sabbath. That doesn't mean that you can't be in a lit room. So what we do is we light, and the same thing, those who want to eat warm food on Saturday lunch, so they keep the stove on or a hot plate all Sabbath.
You've been listening to Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Learn more about the fellowship's newest DVD Bible study on the biblical temples at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.